This last week before the vote will be a busy one. Mali is trying to emerge from a year and a half of unprecedented crisis. It started with another Tuareg rebellion, followed by a military coup, followed by an Islamist takeover, followed by a French-led military intervention. Candidates are all campaigning on pretty much the same platform, making sure this never happens again. They are pledging to fight corruption, build a stronger army, and heal long-standing communal tensions once and for all. The country's largest political party has backed a relative unknown, Draman Dembele.
Malians must forgive each other today and shake hands for national reconciliation.
Many Malians blame the crisis on those who governed over the past two decades. Several of the top candidates, like Modibo Sidibe and Ibrahim Boubacar Keita, are former ministers and prime ministers and longtime fixtures on Mali's political scene. However, many of the 27 candidates, like Dembele, are playing up their outsider status, something that appears to be resonating with voters.
Dembele is not known because he has never been in the government and he has never wasted the country's resources. We have never heard of that from him.
Voter turnout in Mali has been historically low, less than 40%. This time there have been the usual big rallies, but candidates have also hit the road and taken to the air to go door to door, town to town, north to south, to mobilize voters. Election officials are working against a fierce deadline. Confusion remains about where and how to vote. As of Friday, more than 2 million voters had yet to pick up their biometric voter cards. Voters like Gilbert Dembele said it wasn't for lack of trying.
This time it was easy, but I couldn't get my card 2 weeks ago. There were too many people here the first and second day, so I had to leave.
There are high hopes for this election, but it's not without risk. One candidate withdrew from the race, saying the country isn't ready. Pre-election violence has flared in the formerly rebel-held northern town of Kidal. Hasty preparations and flaws in the voter list could open the way for results to be contested. Anne Luck, VOA News, Dakar.